Okay, good evening, Abbo Yisai. We're going to be learning some Shin Samach Zayin today. It's one seif, it's long seif. I do hope that to do it as much as possible, might even be able to complete the siman a bit quicker. So please mind the speed, or please don't mind the speed. Okay, we'll try. Okay, a couple of concepts as an introduction. We're going to discuss primarily, so it's not so frequent, not so common perhaps, but we're talking about the concept of an ishta shel adam arevus lo shloi medai toi, a woman who wants to make an eruv, join the eruv, can she do it with or without her husband's knowledge about it? So that's really what we're discussing over here. He's a woman, he's a wife, his husband, for whatever reason, we're going to discuss, maybe he doesn't want, maybe he doesn't know. Can she just come along and say, okay, fine, I'm going to join the Eruv without my husband's consent? Is that acceptable, yes or no? So we'll be discussing this a little bit. These are various opinions. Another point we need to know and address before we actually go through the Shulchan Aruch is the following concept. There will be much more discussion about this in a later simonim, but here we're touching on it and we need to know that. So imagine you've got various flats and a staircase. So we discussed that we need to make an eruv for all the batim, all the flats, to be able to carry from their houses to the staircase and vice versa. Good. If one person wants to go from one flat to another flat, here again, you need to make an eruv. Now, what happens if a person... So if you make an eruv, it's permitted. If you don't make an eruv, it's prohibited. What happens if a person doesn't join? What happens if one of those flats, he says, you know what, I don't need to carry. Quite happy as it is. I don't need to carry in the staircase. Quite happy. I don't need an eruv. Can he do that? Can he do that? Or does he need to go on the eruv? Does he need to join the eruv? Others are making an eruv. Yeah, others are joining.
Make it good for everyone else, you mean?
Yeah. No, so
he doesn't need it.
He doesn't need it, so you're saying that's fine.
So what's the problem?
I want to know if he needs to join the eruv.
He's not going to use it.
He doesn't need to join. Okay, now we're going to be seeing that actually it's not so posh at all. If a person is within the parameters and within the area of the Eruv and he doesn't join the Eruv, that is a problem. Not only for himself, but for the others too. If a person lives in the area which is Eruvable, okay, that's a new word, okay? Eruvable, yeah? So if he is able, if his place really is a residential area that really should be connected to the Eruv, he must do so. More on that position to follow, but I want to just get, and that's the concept of Oysa Aleim, that if he doesn't do an Eruv, and he could do an Eruv, but he doesn't, not only that he's not allowed to carry, but actually it's going to make a problem for others in the whole building. So that's an issue. He refuses is a problem. If he refuses is a problem. So there is ways around it, which we will discuss. We will. It's all your points are very valid, and it shall be discussed in the later sim. But I just want to get that concept clear before we proceed with Shin Samach Zayin. Just to have clarity in that. Okay. Sif Alef. Ishta shel Adam me'areves lo shelo midai toy. The first opinion holds that a wife can make an eruv shaloi midaito without the knowledge of the husband. So if they come along and they say, do you mind to give a bit of flour, or do you mind to give in a pound towards the collective eruv that we can all carry in this building? She can do so, because even though the husband doesn't know, she's entitled to do so. We know there's a general rule that ishtoi kegufoi. So she's like the extension of the husband, and therefore she can do it, she's entitled to do that, even if he doesn't know. This opinion holds now, even if the husband said, you dare joining the eruv, you dare. And as soon as he walks out to shul, she brings it on and she joins the eruv. Even if he explicitly said no, even if he protested, nevertheless, it's fine. Even if he never joins the eruv, he's not interested, and he protests against her, nevertheless, she is entitled, according to his opinion, to join the eruv. This is only true, says this opinion. We're going to go through various opinions. This opinion holds, if this is an area which could potentially be part of the Eruv. So how do we call it? An Eruvable flat. Yeah? So if it's an Eruvable flat, she can just join the Eruv. even against the will of the husband. Kugoin, such as, what would be the case? She'ein abayis pasuach elo lo'isei chotza. If this house has direct access to the chotza, flat within the building, bungalow within the camp. So that is an area which is, this flat or this area can be part of the Eruv, and therefore, it should be part of the Eruv, therefore she may join against the wish of the husband. Aval, but, but if you've got a flat which is part of two chatzeros, can actually, it doesn't need to be part of this Eruv. Again, this is something which we'll discuss elsewhere. So he says as follows, that if you've got a scenario that he doesn't need, this particular flat does not need to be part of the Eruv, such as there's another exit. If there's another exit, the halacha is, he doesn't really need to participate in this Eruv. So then, she cannot impose, she cannot join the Eruv against his wish. Full stop. So we're learning now over here. Habo said that she, according to this opinion, what's the rule? She can go against the will of her husband if it's a... very good, that's the word. Eruvable area, then she can join the Eruv against the will of the husband. If, however, this flat does not need an Eruv, such as it's got another exit or another access point, we'll discuss the details elsewhere. If there's a place which doesn't need Eruv over here, then she cannot, we're not allowing her to do that. Now, continue Shulchan Aruch. V'kolz man, shalai micha b'feirish. As long, what if it's a parva area? An area which can be joining the Eruv, but it doesn't forbid other areas. So we learned that if something is part of the Eruvable area, if one doesn't do an Eruv, it asks everybody is not allowed to carry anymore. What if it's not like, it's a parva, that if they want to join the Eruv, they can join the Eruv, but it doesn't actually forbid others if they don't join the Eruv. What's the halacha then? So Shulchan Aruch says, "V'kolz man shalo micha beferish, if he didn't insist, don't make an Eruv, you dare. Hafilim in yirogi la'ariv v'mo'em, heve einu yoseh, ma'arev shalo b'idios. If it's a part of a kind of area, she may then join the Eruv if he didn't insist against it. Temistam nichale, because chances are that he wants to join the Eruv. Aval einu yochoy lo lezakus mishloli shel acherim shalo b'idiosoy. Certainly, she cannot do the following. Certainly, under any circumstances, she cannot do the following. What happens? We spoke yesterday in great detail about being mezake. I take this, I give you this item, and I say you're acquiring this on behalf of everybody else. Now here you come. Can she do that on behalf of everybody else? She takes one of her items which she has in the house, such as she takes her. I don't know, what could she own? Yeah, let's say she takes a piece of jewelry, and she's marking it. Might not be the greatest idea, but let's just say she takes the jewelry and she says, "Okay, I'm being marking this for everybody to join, and that will be the Eruv for everybody." She can't do that. She can't do that. She certainly can't do that. So far, it certainly won't go without his permission. Okay, next case, top of page 466. Full stop. Next case, new paragraph. We want to discuss now the following case. What is the halacha if the husband and wife are not in the city? They went away for Shabbos. Can other residents in the building be me'arev on their behalf? Make an Eruv on their behalf. They're not around. Can they make an Eruv in their absence? Kind of, yeah. Yeah, they don't have knowledge. Good point. They don't know anything about it. If you want to know if you can make an Eruv, imagine a flat in a building. They went away for Shabbos. Everybody else, there's 18 more people living in this block of flat. They want to make an Eruv for Shabbos. But one family is going away.
But they know about the Eruv generally from before.
No, so you're saying that it depends on that.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, can't the Eruv go from week to week roll over?
It can. It can.
So if they know about it before...
Okay, you know what? You're right. So you're right that if it does roll over, but let's say it's a new block of flats. New people moved into this block. It's a new residence. Or perhaps the other one got the Eruv got lost and got whatever, and we need to know a new Eruv. And we need to establish a new. For whatever reason, a new Eruv needs to be established. What's the halacha then? Can you do it in their absence? Yes or no? Shulchan Aruch teaches us, top of page 466. Ve'imein ha'bal v'ishabu. If the husband and wife are not in the city, yecholim b'nei ha'bayis l'orev shalei b'idyosoi, they can make an Eruv without the knowledge. Im ein ha'bayis pasuach l'chotz ha'echot. If the axe, it is part of the, it's Eruv bow, then you can do an Eruv on their behalf, because we're assuming that they want to be part of the Eruv if they would be here, and you do make an Eruv. Even if it's not open, even if it's open to various chatzeros, we can assume they would want to be part of the Eruv, and it's totally fine, although they don't know and they're not here. Yes, so we're saying that it is part of the Eruv, and we can't do without the knowledge. Now, what happens if we are seeing they got a delivery of chalas. Currently, there's only deliveries of milk. But imagine on Friday morning, outside this couple that went away for Shabbos, chalas been delivered. Okay, and the Gojinski's back. And we gather that this is the challah for this family because it's hanging on their door. We want to know now as to whether, can we say, okay, they're not here for Shabbos. They went away to Manchester for Shabbos. Can we take their challah now and use that as something for all the residents in the area? Does that work? So we said earlier that you can include them in the Eruv. But does it go so far that you can even take their challah and be ma'avir? Can you? It's theirs. But they're not here for Shabbos.
It's their
challah. They're not here for Shabbos.
They would be theft then. Because you're taking something they don't know. So if they don't know, you're
taking something with
the neighbor then.
Yeah, what if they normally allow?
If you
know they normally allow.
Then I would say yes.
Third line from the top. Avol, b'nei ha-chotza, but the residents in the courtyard, in this area. Hein yichoyin likach pitoy. They may not take the bread, mi beisei, from the house, le'orev, to use as an eruv, shaloi midas echon mimne abayis, without knowledge of this household. You cannot just take that bread to use as an eruv. Hafilu rogilim ahem v'oyser alem, even if his bread is normally used. And even if it's very much part of the chotzer, but you cannot just take a bread from their house and use as the eruv. You cannot do that. Full stop. This is all the first opinion. Shulchan Aruch now continues into the second opinion, who differs significantly. Second opinion says as follows. V'yeshoim, some say, Teinish to ma'arevis ele shloim idyasu. You want the wife to be part of the Eruv? Forget it. That's only if he doesn't know anything about it, then the wife can join the Eruv. Avolim oim ha'sheini rotzal ha'arevim oim loy. But if the husband said, you dare, I do not want to be part of this Eruv, with those neighbors, no way, no way, no way, I don't want to be part of this. I don't want anything to do with them. So if he says explicitly, this opinion holds, she can't do it without the husband's, consent and knowledge. A formal opinion was okay with it. This opinion says you cannot if he positively disagrees. What happens if the husband normally is fine with it? What happens if the husband is normally fine with it? But this particular week, he fell out with them. And now we want to know as to whether, what's the halacha then? So the halacha is, Imu rogi l'oriv imohem, if he normally does join the Eruv, but now he does not want to join this particular week, the other people in this chotza can enter his house. Watch out, they can enter his house. They can grab the food away from him. They can grab an Eruv away from him. Watch out for that. You asked about Gazel. Here you go. If he normally is fine with it, and this week he fell out with them, they can grab a challah from his house and say, we're going to use that. Whether you want it or not, we're going to use that for the Eruv. And he said, no, please don't. And he says, yes, we will. And he said, we are prepared to fall out with you about this. This is the challah that we're going to fall out over.
He's not giving them consent now.
Yeah, but this opinion holds, even without consent, they can go for it. Because he normally is okay with it. Must be he's a bad mood. It's okay.
You mean normally?
And if normally he's fine with it, and this particular week he doesn't allow, So we can still go for it.
It's assumed that
he will change his mind.
If he doesn't know.
Yeah. Because generally he's fine with it. Yeah. Yeah, it says, I don't know the answer to your question. Why is it not Gezel? I do not know. It's his opinion. I don't know why. I have a bit of an explanation, which we're going to see in the next line. They can enter his house for noitli min bar kocha and enforce their rights and take and grab the challah for the eruv. And he's running after him. Don't take my challah. I don't want to be part of this eruv. He says, yes, you will. No, I won't. Yes, you will. And they ran off with the challah. So why is that? And the reason is, I believe the reason is, let's just see the Hamshach, the next line. And if he's not normally agreeing to the eruv, not this week and not normally, they cannot grab eruv away from him, if it's generally not agreeing. But you can bring him to a bezdin, to force to do an eruv with them. Or Beisdin Yodin, Lechosav, or the Beisdin can come and take something from him. So Rabbi said, we're learning as follows. If he normally agrees to partake to be part of the Eruv, if he normally agrees, and this week he says, no way, don't take my challah, so in this case, you can grab it from him. You break into his house, you leave the silver behind, you leave the cash behind, you leave all the digital expensive, the digital camera, you leave everything behind, but you go for the challah, and you take it, and he wakes up in the night, robbers, leaves, he calls the police, and he says, everything is gone, everything is here besides the challah, which is still here. And what, so that is fine, you're allowed to do that, yes, you can. But you can take the challah because every week he's fine with it. Just this week he's not. But if every week he's not agreeing, this is a gentleman on the top floor on the left hand side, flat 18, that he doesn't want to, never wants to be part of the. They knock on the door every week. He said, please, please, can you just be part of the AOV? He said, no. He said, please, it won't cost you a penny. No. He said, why not? I just don't want to. It's a Jewish thing. I don't want anything to do with it. And so what they can do? They can bring him to a din Torah. They can bring it. They can't just break into his house. No, but they can step into a din Torah. And in that din Torah,
are you talking about a case where he never wants it in the first?
Never. Yeah, the second case if he never wants.
If he originally joined it, and then he suddenly says, right from now on, I don't want to be anymore.
Break into his house and take that challah.
He's saying now, from this time onwards.
I'm not sure what halach is then. If he changes his mind,
it's like a get, then, isn't it?
It's a bit like that, yeah. What happens if he changes his mind? Can you break into his house? I do not know. It could be that you're allowed to. But either way, be on the safe side and bring him to a Bezdin. And see what the Bezdin is going to do with him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Bezdin says, we're Koyfin Oysoi, we force him to make an Eiv. It's a bit like that, Koyfin Oysoi. And the reason is, because if he doesn't join, just to get that clear, Rabbi Oysoi, why can we force him to join? Why do we force him? And the reason is, because, as we explained earlier, if you have got an Eruv area, and within the Eruv area, one Eruvable. We have to put this in the dictionary, Oxford Dictionary 2020, should they have the word Eruv? Okay. So we have to bring him to Din Torah then. We have to bring him to Bezdin. So there's one particular flat which could join the Eruv because it's located in that communal area. Or it's one bungalow within the colony, within the camp. And they, so the halacha is, if they don't join the Eruv, if they're not prepared to join the Eruv, not only that they are not allowed to carry, but they actually make it also for everybody else within the area. So flat 18 on top, not only if they're not joining the Eruv, not only they're not allowed to carry, but in fact, everybody else is also not allowed to carry. So therefore, if they don't join, there's a problem here. Because never mind you are a problem, but you're making a problem for everyone else. That's why we can impose, and because they're forbidding for everybody else. They're making the whole area into a Heiv Chatzeres Issa. And Issa Dabon, they're not allowed to carry now. And that's why we are schlepping him to Bezdin. Just say yes, and it will be all right. Just say yes, and you'll be fine. Okay, that's the halacha. Continues the Ramo. Mi she'enu rogi l'orev, v'orev im b'nei ha'chotza, v'chozum eruv. What if somebody was always fine? He said, yeah, okay, no worries. We do the eruv, we're carrying it. And then one day he changed his mind. Tzorich You need to make a new renewed Eruv. But if a person is always at the end okay, so we are assuming that it's okay here as well. So that's Tanoch, that's Simon Shin Samach Zayin Rabbi Said, the old Simon, in a nutshell. So the concepts we need to be clear, just the concepts, I'm not going to go through the two opinions, but the concepts we need to remember is that a discussion as to whether a woman can be married without the consent of the husband, it's machlokes, and we also spoke about the concept of the halacha of, that's really important, and we'll discuss this in greater detail later on, but the really important concept, if one flat is
eruvable,
and he fails to make the eruv, not only that he can't carry, but that becomes an issa for everybody else within the entire chotzer. Therefore, this halacha that one can force him. And if he's normally okay this week, not, you can actually break into his house and take it. If he's never okay with it, better save and bring him, schlep him to the din Torah and see what the Dan is going to make out of him. And that's the Shin Samach Zayin. And we'll move on to Shin Samach Ches tomorrow. Good evening.